88RUH.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John and I didn't connect last night, but he's going to stop by the shop and drop those off in the morning sometime. So we should be able to... He wanted to take another stab at them, see if it was a programming issue, since they were both doing the same thing.
Yeah, he sent me a message in the middle of the night, basically, about some stuff, and he found some programming issues, and then maybe some other stuff, so he was saying he's still going to bring them by. It still seems like there might be a hardware issue, but he's like, he figured out a workaround solution if nothing changes when you put them on the machine.
Well, I'm sure you can tell me about it. I didn't see any, I don't think I got any messages. I didn't check yet this morning, but it does seem weird, you know, that I've never seen that in those radios. So I don't know what we might be looking at.
Yeah, it is odd that they're both the same nuance. So it might be something that just software needs to be changed or something that was done on purpose that could be undone. Who knows?
Anywho, we'll get a look at them. See if we can give them a clean bill of health. So, do you have anything currently on P25? Or will this be your first?
This will be my first. I'm excited to get my hands on it. You guys keep talking about the audio quality and all the stuff like that, so I'm excited to test it out.
Roger. Yeah, they work really well. So we're lucky because we got that VHF P25 machine. You're right between. There's a receiver in Mount Clemens, and there's a receiver in Detroit. So you should be able to work it. I think I've worked it from the kids' place, which is a little further down, but you should be okay.
Yeah, when I looked at the map on Central Michigan, it looked like I would be okay. Maybe stretching it a hair, but I don't know if the site is near the same as the DMR site, but I can get into the DMR very well. But that's also on UHF, so I don't know how that changes things.
That's the good thing about digital modes, is that you know, they're perfectly readable and usable until they're not. There's a very short little range where they start going digital a little bit, and then they're gone. But you know, with analog, you hear the noisy signals, and you know, in digital, it'd be able to reconstruct the audio for a lot of that, or you just wouldn't hear anything at all. So, you know, digital is kind of all or nothing. I remember when they first went digital in New York, they were one of the first. They were complaining that, you know, it was just like a wall. You know, you just, once you hit the wall, you can't operate anymore. What they didn't operate is that, you know, a good portion of that distance to that wall where you can't operate anymore, it would have been noisy and hard to understand, and, you know, the argument was, you know, well, at least we knew somebody was there, and, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's pros and cons to all of it, but I could definitely see it making way more sense if you're talking at like first responders to be digital. Then you don't get that noise, and like you said, it either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, you put up another repeater or a receive site, right? Like, it is pretty cut and dry with that, I would imagine.
Well, that's kind of the recipe. So, it works pretty well. I think we've done a pretty good job here in this county. We got plenty of towers and plenty of coverage, especially the week after we did the expansion back a few years back, 2017. Yeah, we expanded the number of towers, added 5 out in the north end, because we built it for 2 different specs. So if they have a certain percentage of coverage down the south end, and a different, slightly less in building penetration in the north end. But man, I'll tell you, since we put the thing in, we got a lot of schools and businesses and all sorts of stuff in the north end that we need the penetration up there. So we built the towers and it works pretty damn good. It's hard to find a spot where it doesn't work, knock on wood.
Yeah, I could imagine it. It is different needs for different areas, and there's it's a lot denser in the south end than it is in the north end, but like you said, there's still a lot of industrial buildings and schools and hospitals and things like that that you still got to penetrate. So I would imagine it doesn't change as much as somebody might think.
An idea.
Good.
You. You guys staying warm?
As warm as we can. I'm in my car for the last 20 minutes. My feet are frozen, but that happens all the time.
I was sitting around the house yesterday. I had just sweatpants and a t-shirt on, and I had to run out. And I remember thinking, my hat, my coat, my boots, I got all the gear for this stuff. The only thing I don't have is it's a good pair of gloves. I mean, I got gloves, but I could use a little bit handier pair. But I got the gear, man, so bring it on.
I still have not stuffed up my winter apparel yet. I'm wearing my windbreaker and boots. I need to go to Tractor Supply still and warm up, especially because we're supposed to be getting some snow tonight, tomorrow? Yep, they're calling for some snow this afternoon, this morning, and then a couple inches in the overnight, I think. It's going to get exciting here soon, I think. Sean, if you're looking for like a utility glove, look at Kinko's. They make really good leather gloves, that are inexpensive. You'd probably be able to find them at a hardware store. That's probably one of my favorite gloves. Their mittens are actually incredible. If you're not trying to have dexterity of your fingers, their mittens are all leather and super warm. Kinko's, K-I-N-I-C-O, I think is how you spell it.
They have to take those out. You know, my problem is I don't wear them very often. I don't ever wear them when I'm driving or in the car. So, you know, I always throw them down on the table and, you know, then I run out and I forget them and it's a pain. I'm just bad with gloves. I need to get them clipped into my sleeve like, you know, your little kid. KF8FGT, break.
Sounds like we lost.
Go ahead, break.
Go ahead, breaking station.
Good morning. I was talking to you guys yesterday. And I have an equipment question with two or three parts, if you can help me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking about getting a mobile unit for my truck instead of this handheld. So my question is, just as a technician starting out, is it worth the money? Can I get anything better coverage-wise from the mobile unit versus the handheld? And if I buy one that's got the antenna with it, the little stubby magnet mount, will that be sufficient?
Oh, I can handle this one. We don't even tell people to buy handhelds. They're garbage. They're toys. The first thing you should do is buy a mobile. So is it worth it? Absolutely. A mobile is a world of difference. Handhelds are toys. You know, we all got them, we all play with them, but nothing beats a mobile. As far as an antenna goes, you got to get the antenna outside the car, so you got to get at least a mag mount, you know, and some sort of antenna. I don't know what you mean by stubby. There's really not a stubby for mobile. Let's just talk about a quarter wave or a shot glass antenna or something like that, but I don't really recommend going that route either. You don't have to get anything big and gangly or anything like that, but you should get a little bit of a, if you're going to get a mobile, you should get at least a little bit of an antenna to make the mobile work, but it'll be the single best thing you do. Dakota?
I can second that. I dislike handheld so much, I put a mobile in a bag, and that's my portable radio for UHF, VHF. And like Sean said, there's nothing wrong with handhelds. They're toys. They're cool around the house if you're on a node or a hotspot, or if you're at an event or whatever else in close proximity. But if you're driving, they're not going to do you any good. As three guys who have plenty of HTs, I would say the majority of them are collecting dust.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the HT right now, and I am driving. But I just got it because I'm brand new and I didn't want to. I have a tendency to go way deep in my wallet with my midlife crises. So I don't have any problem spending any money. But I don't want to put $1,000 radio in my truck either. And what I meant by the stubby antenna was I see some of the radios that are in a kit versus, you know, a lot of ham radio guys I see got the 6-foot width on there.
Yeah, there's no need for a 6-foot width, that's for sure. I think the antenna that I'm running right now is 18 inches long, something like that. And then the other one that I like to run is probably 36 inches. You definitely do not need to spend $1,000. You can get a really good ICOM or Yaesu, that's a dual band radio for $300 or less, $350 or less. So you don't have to go out and buy the newest whiz bang if that's not what you're looking for.
Yeah, and also, you know, you could pick a digital mode at that time, because all the digital radios will do. You know, you want a dual bander, and all your dual banders will do VHF, UHF, and then if you pick one that also does a digital mode, you know, that's just a bonus. You don't have to use it. Now, you don't have to do that. Dakota's got a Yaesu 150, real nice radio. I don't know what they're going for. He can comment on that when it comes back around. But, and there are radios, not the big, we got, what, just like in cars, we got the big three. You got the big three in ham radio. You got Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM. And, you know, you stick with one of those, you'll be good. Although Kenwood really doesn't have any affordable mobiles. They've got really expensive mobiles or unavailable mobiles. ICOM and Yaesu you can find something. But, yeah, your last transmission, we can tell you're on a handheld. Like I said, it is working for you, but we know you're on a handheld because you've got a constant bacon fry and you drop out and stuff like that. You know, not that it's a problem, but it's something you would, I could tell by the way your signal is right now, if you had a mobile, you'd be rock solid. So it would make a huge difference for you. At least on this repeater, of course, you know, there may be other repeaters that you wouldn't even be able to access otherwise, and then some that you're working fine even with the handheld. All depends on where they're at. All right, anyhow, I think that's one of the first things we recommend. Don't mess around. Get a mobile. Dakota, what is that one you got, the 150? What's that something like that going for? W8FU.
Jesus seems like it's the only radio company that has their stuff on sale ever, and I think there's no coincidence there. The 150 is like 300, and I think the 150 RASP is like 380, 375. I have not used the RASP functionality, the ASP. I have not used the ASP functionality in months, so I'd say if you're just getting into it, just get the 150. Spend the $300 and you'll probably be fine. The benefit to buying a Yaesu over an ICOM is they can actually mount the face to the head and comes with the remote cable and things like that. ICOM is like Apple, they'll nickel and dime you for everything, but in my opinion, it is the better radio. So, there you go. There's my unwarranted opinion.
P8WOJ. I don't want to spend a bunch of money on something I'm going to regret buying. Nothing will help somebody away from a new hobby than having troubles with it. So, yeah, I'm definitely on the handheld, but when you commented that, you could tell I was sitting in my truck underneath the power line. That probably didn't help anything either. But
come on, Henrik.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm sitting out here on the porch having a cigar and just kind of listening in, and I wanted to suggest to that fellow looking for the mobile there, the AZ is going to give you Wires X and C4 FM, the ICOM is going to give you D-Star. I would recommend, and I've got a 300D also, the AZ, which is the same, about 350, somewhere in there kind of thing. And I would recommend the Anytone 578. It's a tri-band UHF, VHF, 220, and BMR. That'll cost you about five and a half kind of thing. And it's the difference between the HT and the mobile. It's the difference between 5 watts and 10 times that at 50 watts. So I think you're going to enjoy it. And good to hear you guys out there.
Hey guys, I switched over to the phone, so I'll probably be my last. But also, Dakota and I are using an ICOM 2730, which we both think are great radios. So if you're not looking for that digital function, that's also a good option. It's K8RUH, and I will be listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Good morning, Rick. And I will say, if you're not adverse to buying used, there's a lot of used radios out there. Just keep your eye peeled. You'll find a decent dual band analog mobile hell for under two or even less. I say under something and then say even less. That's kind of redundant. Keep your eyes peeled. You'll find some sort of a mobile for a pretty damn good price. I am pulling up here to the shop. I'm gonna probably sit in the car for a little bit because I'm playing parking lot patrol. But I may have to jump pretty soon. Dakota.
Yeah, if you stick around long enough, I'm sure I'll have a mobile for sale. I'm waiting for the new ICOM 3200 to come out, and then this Yaesu FCM 150R ASP, whatever the hell it's called, will be up for grabs. So, That's a ways away, though. I'm only kidding. But, yeah, I mean, truthfully, you could get by with just about anything that's pumping out 25 watts or more. But like you said, if you're going to, you don't want to waste money, buy one of the big three. And it's a radio for life. They last, I mean, I imagine they're going to last forever. I usually don't keep them long enough to find out, but this 150, I've put quite a lot of talk time on it. It's been great so far.
W8RCY has a comment for the Road Warriors in the morning.
All right, cool. I appreciate the information. Doing some homework. All I know is I'm ready to move into digital mode because, to be honest, I don't know much about it. I think I'm just going to stick with analog until I get the hang of the whole deal. And I'm going to try to find a mobile package that comes with the antenna so I don't have to worry about standing wave mismatch.
Donald, I got you in there. To touch on the antenna thing real quick, if you buy any, well, I shouldn't say any, majority of these dual banders from Comet and Diamond mobile antennas, they're matched. You're not going to have any SWR issues. There's no tuners in the mobile units, and you'll be fine on UHF, VHF. It's if you try homebrewing or using a multi-band antenna is where you might run into issues. So keep that in mind. Don't let the antenna stray off. You can start out with a mag mount and a Comet or a Diamond, you know, $40 mobile, and you'll be just fine. Bye, Donald.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the quick minute. You guys were starting to talk about the technical questions from that other gentleman. I was watching the news and the weather. Tomorrow morning, you guys might be dealing with a wintry snow mix of snow and rain in your morning travels. So for Anthony, Sean, Dakota, anybody else out there, you might want to just maybe give yourself some extra time in the morning. It was just reported on the news. All right, I'm out. W8RCY, thank you for the time.
All right, thank you, Donald. Yeah, I'm excited because I got my four-wheeler all tuned up and I'm ready to plow some crap, but then I got to drive in it, so there's that aspect.
I get to go to Lansing tomorrow. Yay!
Well, one final comment. The weather's going to be above and below freezing over the next 24 hours with this movement that's coming through. So you're going to have, you know, temperatures above and below freezing by tomorrow morning. And that's why, as you guys were talking the tech stuff, I listened and I just thought I'd give you Road Warriors in the morning a heads up. Again, everybody have a great day. W8RCY.
The Alberta Clipper. All right, I'm going to jump out too. I'm almost at the office, so. Sorry, I was a little late today, but maybe I'll catch you guys this afternoon. Everyone have a good day. Newham, I didn't catch your call. I'm sorry. Name here is Dakota, NADBF. Rick, always a pleasure. Stay warm. I'll listen out. NADBF.
Have a good one, Dakota, and next time I catch you on here, I have to fill you in on the military's new round. Man, it's a beast. Have a good one. You guys stay safe out there.
Which platform is it for?
It's its own platform. most center fires kind of max out around 60, 65,000 PSI. This one does 80,000 PSI, so it won't run in AR-15s or AR-10s, so they're building a new platform for it. But, man, it's a monster.
Huh. What caliber?
Uh, 6.8 by 55. It's about the same diameter as a 270. But it's the pressure's so high, it has a steel base and then a brass body and that kind of thing to hold the pressures. And apparently it's a laser out to 800 or 1,000 yards kind of thing.
very interesting. Yeah, there's 6.8, interesting round. But, sounds like a whole new use of that caliber. Well, very cool. Have to look into that. What are they calling it?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask it. I cannot remember. Just look up a 6.8 by 55. It's supposed to be a civilian version called the 277 Sig Fury, I think. But it's going to cost two arms and a leg, I imagine.
Right. Yeah. Well, very cool. Give me something to look up. All right. Anyhow, I'm sitting here playing parking lot patrol. Got a guy parking my little marked spot. I had a temper tantrum yesterday and trying to catch him this morning, but doesn't look like he's going to. I think I see him over there where he's allowed to park, so I don't know what was going on yesterday, but I wanted to chastise him. Do my meter maid function. But as long as he's not parked where I'm in my spots, it's a joke over here, Rick. I'll tell you, my obsession with this parking spot. I'm going to get inside, though, and start my day. W8FU.
Yeah, have a good one, Sean, and I can completely understand. My last place I had, but I had two spots, and usually when I'd come home, there'd be people parked there. I would have a fit myself. Have a good one. Take care, and we'll catch you later.
KF8, equipment test, 1, 2, 3. KF8, ATG, antenna test. KF8, ATG, clear.
KF8CZV, yeah, that antenna test sounded nice here in Vassar.
KF8, ATG here. I'm hooking up an external J-pole to a Acer FT60 and testing it to EchoLink and using your repeater. Thank you very much. Good to hear you. KF8, ATG.
Yep, heard. Yeah, nice and clear. Good modulation, the whole bit. KF8CZV, we're clear.
KG1. KG, we're getting Chad Mobile. Illinois, KG8HZ, hope I'm that. KF8CW testing.
KG8VSI mobile.
Oh yeah, where are you mobile to?
Go to
possible cataracts and or whatever else they find. I'm tired of blurry vision.
There you go. I've got to do the same. Hold on one sec. They were handing me my coffee there. I got a fancy one today. If I would have paid for it, it would have been over $10.
Ridiculous.
Anyhow, so yeah, I got to do the same. Hold on. Let me through. All right. Boy, this Starbucks here has got the most veiny parking lot. I got to get in and get checked out. Matter of fact, I think when I get back to the shop, I'm going to make that appointment. Then I got a follow-up with my doctor on the 2nd, which I'm off, so that's cool. I'll get that snuck in. I was going to make the appointment yesterday, and it said the earliest I could get in was like January 20th. And then I said, well, let me hold off and check my calendar. And then I went back in there yesterday, and all of a sudden one opened up on the 2nd at 8 a.m. I thought, perfect. But, well, hopefully, whatever you got. Well, cataracts are easy. I know you don't want them, but they're pretty much in and out and life-changing, I'm told.
Yeah, I've heard the same. My wife's had it done. And when I'm through my regular eye exams, they tell me I've got the start of them, but they didn't really want to look a lot further. They said, just wait till you're 65 on Medicaid or Medicare or whatever. And I just don't want to wait. That's 3 years away. So, and I, you know, I'm pretty sure my insurance would cover it anyway. Of course, I'll check all that. And in any case, if they can make my vision better and I got to pay out of pocket, I'll do it. I don't care. I'm just kind of tired of it. So we'll see. This is, like I said, a medical only. Got my fingers crossed. And if they can and will do it, I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't blame you. That's the one thing that really drives me up the wall. So far, best I can tell, you know, these things have a way of creeping up on you. You know, you lose acuity over time, and you don't even realize, you know, what you're missing in some cases, unless you go in and they say. But I believe I've got, you know, excellent vision, except for that up close. But that up close is driving me up the wall, you know, because constantly misplacing or losing glasses, and you know, it's, I'm always finding myself in a situation where I can't read, and there's nothing I can do. There's no arm length or any trick I can do to get beyond it. It's my eyes are shot, you know, get in close proximity. So I don't think that's fixable. Maybe, I don't know, but I can deal with that. Just the glasses, you know, the reading glasses. But I don't know if there's something else creeping in there. I don't think so. Seems like my eyesight's pretty good otherwise.
Ah, very good. Yeah, it gets to the point where it drives me crazy. It's 2025, and my vision in the one eye cannot be corrected. It's like, okay, well, then give me some surgery or something. There's got to be something, but they say there's not for whatever damage my eye has. It's crazy. You sound like you're doing pretty good. Reading is tough for me sometimes. Sometimes it's better. Watching the nice big TV, I got, even with, you know, looking at the guide is blurry, so that's like mid-range. And then, like, right now I'm driving, there's signs that I normally should be able to read at a distance, and I can't. So I'm hoping this can get taken care of. $10 coffee, how did you get by not paying for that?
Yeah, you want to get that looked at, get it squared away. Well, hopefully they can get you straightened out. But I'm just pulling up here back in the parking lot with my coffee, get inside. But, yeah, you get stars. You know, every purchase you make, they give you so many stars. And then if you got, you can get anything you want for 200 stars, you can get anything you want. I have, like, 500 stars. And so... And so what I do is I get something that's normally like a $5 or $6 coffee, you know, fancy. I think I got the Christmas brulee or something like that. And then they had them throw
in it, which runs it up another, you know. So it's like six shots of espresso in this Christmas brulee thing. It's ridiculous. Anywho, I'm here at the shop. Let me switch over to the portable. Pick it up from there. Go ahead. I won't miss nothing. W8FU.
All right, very good. Yeah, if you go often enough as you do, you use that point system and then, yeah, get a treat once in a while. That's awesome. six shots of espresso, holy crap. I would probably explode. I'm not used to that. So, looks like we've got some weather here. It's been, they've been calling for a couple hours this morning of wintry stuff, and it's here. And of course, right in the middle of my appointments that I have to leave the house, which I rarely do, but that's okay. I don't mind it.
Got some flurries here, really, really light, nothing, so it's just starting, I guess. I gotta go to Lansing tomorrow, so we'll see how that is. I might cancel.
I just heard about a few hours today, didn't hear much about tomorrow. Of course, I didn't really look either. So, yeah, I would look into that, and you'll either have the all clear or not, and then I guess decide from there. But winter is here.
We'll see. I mean, if it's done snowing and they got the roads clear, no big deal. All right, let me jump out of here. Good luck at the doctor's office. Hopefully they find something easy to correct. W8FU.
All right, Sean, get back in there, get her done. I will talk to you soon. KD8VSI.
How was your island?
Lefty.
Lava.
Hey, you did what?
Kilo Delta 8, Victor Charlie Papa. Kilo Delta 8, Victor Charlie Papa.
W8RKD.
You're wet and cold, and yeah.
I've seen my fair share of those circumstances over the years, but probably the worst one ever was I was in down at the south end in Warren at their station number one, and the guys were coming in from a horrific one. It was like frigid out. It was sub-zero, and they were out on a really bad one, and it was, you know, it was like 4 a.m., you know, when it started, so... And I got there real early, so I was catching them, you know, just coming in off the road at like 7, you know, and it's still dark, and it's like miserable, and they're coming in just can barely move. They're frozen, their clothes is all frozen, their faces, it's just, that was probably the worst one I've ever seen. Those guys looked like they were glad to be back in the barn. Anyhow, as would be expected, who's that guy? Look at all them antenna. F-O-X-X-O. He's got, one, two, three, about six antennas on top of his carny. One of them looked like ham.
K-E-A-W-O-J. K-E-B-A-Y-N-O.
Go ahead, start.
Hopefully it sounds better now. You guys got it doubled.
Well, we doubled again. Unbelievable. Anyhow, I just said hello, Richard. That's all.
Oh, okay. I just had to tell you. I heard you talking about the funny happenings with the fire stations here back in 71, 72. The Oxford Fire Department was right downtown Oxford there, and next to it was a movie theater, and the movie theater caught on fire, and again, consequently through the night, the fire station burnt down. It was winter, just like now. I heard about it about 11:30 at night when I was dropping off my date, and drove into town, and just like you said, the whole downtown was all ice. The road, M24 going through town was all ice. Trucks were ice, the people were ice. They were in a restaurant 2 doors down from where the fire station and the movie theater burned down. All one big, long, connected building. It was quite big back then, anyway.
Yeah, I think there was one of those in Lennon this summer. Same deal, a little strip mall with the fire station and a few restaurant caught fire.
About something like that on the west side of the state too, where the fire hall burnt down. I was reading that it's out toward Pawpaw or something, or I don't know, out that way anyhow. Oh well.
Seemed like I heard something about Pawpaw having that kind of thing. And Sean, I apologize, I kind of lied to you earlier this morning there. That new round isn't a 6.8 by 55, it's a 6.8 by 51. my memory is not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, so who do you call when the fire department's on fire?
Ghostbusters. There you go. Well, what's 6.8 FCC? Isn't that right about there?
Yeah, the 6.8 SBC, a lot of people think that this new round was kind of developed off that, but it's not quite. That was another attempt at something in the AR platform that would give our boys a little bit more power. It got adopted by some special forces for a short time, but it didn't last for very long. This new one, on the other hand, appears like it's going to go places.
I remember when I was a 300 watt. I just thought it made so much sense. You know, same magazine, same follower. We're using, cut-connect 556 brass. 3 it didn't offer a lot more performance, but it got it up in that 8K, 762 by 39 realm. And it was super good at, running sub, and hyper, all at the same time. It just didn't have, it wasn't really good for long range, obviously. You're trying to push up a lot of lead with a little tape, but it had a lot of really, really good, it seemed really, really good for a lot of reasons, for like special ops and things like that, door kickers and stuff. I'm still a big fan of the 300 Black.
Yeah, I heard, I'm sorry, I think it was Phil maybe said 7-3. Sorry, I didn't mean to run you off there, and there's a new breaker in there, but... Sean, you're right. The 300 Blackouts got its place. There's a little niche that a lot of people like. For myself, I like the 350 Legend. It's just it's a very nice round. But anyway, we could go on about that all day. Breaker, go ahead, and then please pass it on to Sean.
KU8RUH, how's it going this afternoon, gentlemen? I'll throw it over to Sean, and if you guys want to keep talking bullets, I'll hop in on the next round or whatever topic you hit.
Coming up on all that, finishing up on something we were chatting about this morning. There's a competition round that bears some consideration, like you're looking with. Just a little spot star on that whole conversation, but nope. Just on the way home here. He had Lance in there as well, but Lance sounded like he took his radio and went home. Where'd you go, Lance? You leaving?
Yeah, I'm almost home, and I don't have much to add with pubes. Anyway.
Well, we can change the topic there. I just had to fess up there that I lied to Sean this morning. My memory's not as good as it used to be. Sorry about that. The new guy, I'm sorry. I missed your name, missed your call sign. That's how bad my memory is getting.
KE8RUH, it's Anthony. And Sean, I don't know if you're on a different radio than even you were on this morning, but you're definitely, you sound like you're under a rock. So I don't know if it's... ice buildup or different radio or what's going on, just abnormal.
No, the UMP machine doesn't work for squat once I get a little west of Shaner, and I forget to switch off of it back to Warren. And I usually only switch to it right when I get near work, but I don't switch off of it in time, and usually I get yelled at. So that's all it was.
Go ahead, Lance.
He's mad.
Well, you might hook up anyway. I was going to mention the same thing, and I was usually you're booming right in no matter where you are. I thought maybe you were off in Lapeer somewhere trying to reach Warren. That would have been hard to hear, but there you are booming right in again.
Go ahead.
Holy moly, who was that? The audio was like a mouse.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. It barely came through. If you can hear us, breaking station, go ahead.
I heard that too. I don't know who that was. This is KDHZSK. How copy?
What's up, Keith? Sounding good as usual on your way home from work?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm in the RF Badlands of Ford Road right now, so I wasn't sure I would make it. I'm close to home. Traffic's been busy all afternoon, but they did a nice job cleaning up after the snow and slush earlier today. Over.
I could agree with that. I'm on 696, and it is smooth sailing.
Yeah, let me make sure I got.
Yeah, I'm on 16 Mile here at, what am I at? Ryan? Yeah, and it's been very, very clean. I do got to go out to Lansing tomorrow, so I know we're getting some snow coming in tonight and then some more later, so I don't know, and even more tomorrow, so I hope tomorrow's not a real, you know what, going out to Diamonddale. It's going to be fun if so, but kind of got to go. Rick?
Yeah, good afternoon, Keith. Good to hear you. Glad you're almost home and done with that nightmare. I'm supposed to go do some treatments in Ann Arbor, 36 treatments for 7 weeks, and I turned it down. I just can't. I can't drive back and forth between here and Ann Arbor for 7 weeks in the winter. Just can't do it. So I pity you guys that drive all over. Heck, I drove into Kegel Harbor for my cigars this morning. That was enough for me. KAWJ Friday.
John, I have people coming to me from Diamonddale tomorrow, and they canceled. They called in on account of snow. So hopefully you have a good ride out there and back. I know they're supposed to get a little bit more than we are, but who knows, right? The weatherman's never right.
I'm checking out. I'm destinated. So 7:30, guys. Safe travels. Do not let the weather get you, nor the bad drivers. KDHZSK is clear.
All right, you take care, be safe. If you got to drive over to our side of town tomorrow for work, hopefully it won't be too bad. And I'm really hoping it ain't too bad because I got a ways to travel. But you know, a couple inches of snow. I hear 2 to 4. This is Michigan. We can handle it. But anywho, this is W8FU, Rick.
Yeah, I don't mind the snow at all. It's that freezing rain that just gets to me, so we'll see what happens in the morning. But I got cigars, I got food, I got everything, goodies, ice cream. I got everything I need. I can hunker down in the house here for as long as I need to.
I'm going to your house. Cigars and ice cream? Sounds like a good, good place to be trapped.
Yeah, tell me you got painted ladies, and I'm there.
Yeah, yeah, no, painted ladies would kill me. I got to stay away from them.
That's a young man's game. We should all stay away from them.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. So anyhow, Anthony, yeah, John took your radios along with, you know, one good battery and one good antenna. So that'll get you cooking, and you should be able to play. He's gonna program that ABC switch to give you 3 different volumes, like a low, medium, and high. So hopefully you can do that. I have found out on good authority that those controls are replaceable. So I put out a request. They said, anybody know where I can get my hands on some? So if I can get some, because they won't sell you any through Mother anymore. But we'll get them. We'll get a couple of controls and get them replaced, and then those will be a nice catch. You know what? I wonder if you could get the new style case here. You know, with the full display. I'm gonna investigate that a little bit, because if you could get the full display and switch them into the, you know, you don't need that XE case. I mean, it's all cool and all that. But, you know, those cases were pretty beat up, and, you know, and you don't get the benefit of the big display. But might be able to convert those over and get you the full display. And, you know, I've even got some XEs that have full displays. So, you know, if it's like it was with the XPSs, then we should be able to do that. So after we get them all up and running and all that stuff, and I get find a source for volume control, maybe I'll get one of them for you and put it through the paces, see what we can make out of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I appreciate it. I'm gonna order an antenna tonight, John sent me a link for it was all band antenna that was similar to what he said you loaned me, so I'm going to grab that, and then a dust cover for the port on the side. And yeah, I mean, those volume controllable hand mics are not cheap, so I'm probably going to hold off on that for a little while until we figure out what we can do with the actual hardware, fixing it or not.
Are you guys still out there? You just kind of disappeared there unless my node dropped out. Don't look like it from the phone. But anyway, yeah, Target Radios, I think I might have another guy hooked on DMR. He didn't want to spend much money, so I told him about the Bofang. I think it's a DR32 or something like that. It's a fairly cheap radio, 10 watts, GPS, UHF, VHF, GPS, and it has supposedly APRS. Now, I don't know if that's full APRS or just received, but looks like he might get one. And I was looking at it, so I thought, geez, maybe I could use another DMR radio. this hobby is terrible.
All right, I'm back. I had a phone call I had to take. Didn't want to. Had to.
Yeah, I'm with you on this hobby's getting quite expensive. It's fun, but it's quite expensive. I got all the fun toys, and it feels like every time I turn a corner, I'm buying another one.
I will.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I need another DMR radio. Like, I need another hole in my head.
We're all.
What you want,
no,
what
all
you need, are two different things.
Or, ooh, shiny, and I want that, I want this. But you can, and you've always been able to do it, you know, whether it be, you know, back in the day, you weren't buying $5 bro things, you were home brewing stuff, making stuff, which, you know, I think there was a certain quality about that whole, you know, thing. But, you know, and there's always people willing to help out and lend people stuff, and, you know, it's just, I think we make it expensive because of our particular situation in life, but you can enjoy this hobby without spending a whole lot. I wanted to, one thing, Anthony, on that microphone. I've got one. You're more than welcome to use it until we get this volume control thing worked out. I haven't used it in months and months and months, probably years actually. So you can use it. That'll get you that functionality, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do about the volume control. Just wanted to get that in there.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll let you know. I would like to think that John's solution sounds very practical, and if it works in the short term, I don't see why I would need the hand mic. Now, if it gets chaotic and it would be easier to be able to adjust the volume, I'll let you know, and we'll go from there. But I also agree, we definitely make this more expensive than it needs to be because we like to tinker. Man, you could be totally fine with a mobile unit and an HT and one HF radio and do everything you need to do. But we all like to poke around and tinker, and I'm just not good at getting rid of stuff. I need to take a note out of Dakota's book on getting rid of things.
Well, I'll go along with that. I have a clear node and a hot spot, and now I've had the bug to build another node out of a, you know, Raspberry Pi kind of thing. I have no idea what I'm doing, so I'm just kind of learning on the way. I've already got a couple $100 into it, and I need it like I need a hole in the head. But, you know, I like to learn, and I'm learning a lot along the way. Right now, the job's kind of held up because I'm using it for a desktop. Jeez, it never ends.
Hello,
local repeater just dropped for some reason, so you might have lost Anthony and I, unless it's back.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, yeah, I switched over to the Detroit repeater because the warm dropped, but it'll be back in a second. Got something going on there. I'm not sure if it's my microwave link between the two sites, but I just pulled up at home, and I'm going to get inside quickly so I can get this snow knocked out before it before the next wave comes in. W8F.
All right, Sean, have a good evening. I think the FBI is back up. I got you loud and clear on that one. So I am also rolling down the street about to hit the driveway. So I'll be here for one more round and then check out.
All right, 7-3, Sean, and I'm connected here to the All-Star, to the Warren, and I didn't notice any hiccup at all, but I'm old. It's hard for me to notice things. Take care. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. Go ahead, Anthony.
All right, have a good afternoon. I will probably be doing the same thing as Sean, addressing the little bit of snow that's in my driveway so that hopefully it doesn't just freeze up on the second round because it is above freezing now. How lucky are we? All right, K-E-A-R-U-H, I'll be back on the radio in a few hours possibly. Have a good evening if I don't talk to you.
Okay, Anthony, have a good one there, and don't strain any muscles here shoveling or give yourself a heart attack there. It's not worth it. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. All I got to do is feed a cat out there for a little while, and I'll be back to hugging the pillow. So you guys have a good one. We'll catch you later. KE8WOJ.
N8DBS.
Feeding the dog. Probably get on the big radio in a moment. I'm probably really weak.
If you're on an AC, you sound fine.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm on that. Is it the D-Tech? The one that they keep on advertising. It looks like a Bofang, but it's Bofang Tech Pro. Looks like a Bofang, but it's their firmware.
The UV Pro, the one you can program from, I think it's got an app.
No, the F, what is this? Hold on. I can never remember the number. F8 HP Pro. It's like it's only like a $50 or $60 radio, but it's from Bofang Tech. They put their firmware on it and all that stuff. Get it FCC certified and on all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I looked up B-Tech on Amazon. I forgot they came out with that UV50 Pro. That's a sweet-looking setup. It's like the VGC one where it's all the controls are on the screen that's on the speaker or the mic.
Yeah, that's the one that I linked to you. I got the Radiodity version of it because on Black Friday or whatever, they had all these, like, promos going with it. They give you, like, the push-to-talk button and give you, like, $30 in Radiodity gift cards. So it ended up being, like, $300, like, if you count those promos and all that stuff. So I impulse purchased that one. It's somewhere in Illinois last I looked. So I'm going to try to put that in the car. I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I like how small and compact they are because they don't need a display. I wouldn't mind one of those because I think you could literally just throw it in a backpack. It'd be pretty cool. You wouldn't have to really do much with it. But I don't really need any more radios currently. I always want more. I just don't need more.
Yep, I definitely have that problem. I'm going to probably be selling a couple things. I didn't know there was a swap this past weekend. I should have, like, been on the ball with that and gotten a table and all that stuff because I've got enough to fill a table where if somebody wants to share a table at some point, I probably have enough stuff.
I don't have quite that much, but I've got, you know, really just a couple HTs I want to get rid of that just... I would like to turn all my HTs into something that I would use. I don't know that I would give up the 75, but I've got 9 HTs I counted the other day. Only one of them is Chinese. So I don't use them ever. I pull them out like once every 6 months to charge them.
Yeah, you got to be like me. I rotate them. I have this big box of HTs, and it's like kind of like reaching the box and... pull one out, but there's some though that I would just like, you know, I regret purchasing them because they're not good radios. But there's a few gems in there.
KFABLX.
KFABLX, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just listening in, by any chance, does either one of you have just a bottom-of-the-line DMR hotspot you're looking to get rid of? I'm not looking to spend a ton because I probably won't use it that much, but I'd like to just have one on hand.
Well, speaking for me, I used to, but I've only got my open spot now. So I got rid of all my other ones. I gave them out.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have as well as my open spot.
Sorry, just was curious there. Didn't mean to interrupt. You guys continue on. KF8BLX, I'll be back monitoring.
KF8FTG.
Is that Jack in there, Weed?
Go ahead. FTG. I'm sorry, I didn't get the suffix.
Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot, Golf Tango. I heard you talking about some extra stuff laying around, and I ain't going to invest in a mobile as a beginner here, so I wondered if either one of you had a decent mobile for an entry-level guy that had an antenna with it.
I don't have, well, all the ones I have are like fusion radios and stuff, probably not what you're looking for. If you're looking for a decent radio under $100, Radiodity DB20G, you probably heard Jack talk about it. Jack's the GRMS guy, but it's Radiodity Delta Bravo 20 Golf, and that one, they advertise it as a GRMS radio, but you can switch it into different modes. You can put it in ham mode, for example. But that thing, you know, you look for it on Amazon. It's usually, sometimes it's over 100, but they'll have sales on them. So if you're looking for a budget-friendly radio, it's only a 20-watt radio, but it plugs in your cigarette plug, lighter plug, and as far as like an antenna, like a Nagoya 7, I forgot what it was. There's a Nagoya mat-mount antenna that's really good that pairs with it. A lot of us like to use the Comet God, what is that called? There's a Comet antenna that's, I know, it's about $60 or $70 though for that one. But if you're looking for like a $30 antenna, Nagoya sells a good mag mount. And then if you're looking for a radio under $100, the Radiata DD20G is really good.
I agree.
I figured my starter would be about $300-$400. I'm comfortable with that, so I don't want to buy something that I'm going to regret in a month. Wish I'd have bought bigger. Wish I'd have bought something else. So I don't mind spending a little bit extra to begin with. $300-$400 wouldn't bother me a bit, but I will definitely look that one up.
Yeah, it really depends on what you want to do. If you want to get into DMR and digital, there's options there. But if you want to have, one of those headless detachable head type radios, you're going to probably want to stick with like a Yaesu or an ICOM. If you don't care about digital, I know Dakota really likes the ICOM mobiles, and Yaesu mobiles aren't bad. They do system fusion, but we don't, there's not very much activity on system fusion around here, so it's hard to recommend that for a radio.
That would be my recommendation, is something like an ICOM 2730 or an ICOM 5100. Just be prepared to buy some way to mount the face, or it depends on how you want to mount it. So they sell brackets to mount the head to the unit. It doesn't come with it. And if you don't want to do it that way, you got to find a way to mount the head somewhere else. So just keep that in mind. Or you can do something like an FPM 150. That's what I have in my truck. It's pretty decent. I just don't really care for Yaesu anymore. So I'm a little partial to the ICOM. But I'm on BXE right now, and I think that 2730B is 350.
The 2730A is on sale for 278, which is a killer deal. All right, I'll look into that. Yeah, I was talking to the guy that got me started in this, and I don't think I'm going to put a lot of effort into going into digital mode yet, because I'm just doing it off mobile, either handheld or in my truck. To be honest, I just want to be able to learn how to use the analog and become a good ham operator, get all the lingo down and all.
Yeah, I'd agree with Dakota there. Those kind of radios would probably fit your bill for that. I will tell you this, we all start out as amateur radio operators, saying that we're only going to buy one radio, and we're only going to do this, but 4 years later and see what happens.
Yeah, that's kind of what my gun room looks like. Just going to buy one more. So much for that, I do have a question while I'm talking away here. Sometimes my radio, while I've got the key depressed, will start making static noise back on my end. So I wondered if it sounds like it was cutting me off to you, or if it's just a natural thing of an AC.
I think I heard you drop out also. It's almost like you're unkeying.
Alright, I'll work on that. I'm probably loosening my grip during the condo or something.
Yeah, and if you're mobile, you're gonna hear popcorny like sound. That's just the radio waves going in multiple paths and all joining up to each other. It's like snap, crackle, pop. So that's normal when you're mobile.
Right, but it's not normal when I'm talking, I don't think so. Yeah, I just bought this little the QRZ1 Explorer, but when I went out and took my test, I didn't have any equipment yet. The fellers out there to
Hazel Park when I took the test were talking about it, and he recommended it as a good entry level. So, of course, I bought the radio, and then I found out that Gigaparts was giving them away.
Yeah, those are good starter radios. They're actually, you know, to be geeky about it, they are actually like these TYET UV88s, which were really good radio, really good walkie-talkies that they took. They took that brand and or took that model and they kind of modified it a little bit, and then they called it that QRZ1R. So it's a good radio, but yeah, if you're in the car a lot, you're going to want more than 5 watts of power when you're driving around town. You know, you don't need much. That's why I was suggesting that DV20G, but if you're in the market for, if you want to spend a little bit more money, those the ICOM radio that Dakota mentioned is really good, because I've heard him talk on it, and he's been mobile with it, and it's got a nice display, too. I think they make two different models. Is that right, Dakota? There's a dark background model, and there's a light background model?
That's correct. I really like this radio. Not this radio. This is my 705, but 2730s, I like. They sound good. They're built well, and the A model is a white background with black text. The B model is a black background with white text. I think that the B looks better. That's just my personal opinion, but they're the same exact internals. So really the only difference is the display head color.
Alright, yeah, I will definitely look up them this evening after dinner.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a good time to buy a radio. That and when there's hamvention. But Christmas time is another time. So, and sometimes even after Christmas, like that week after Christmas, they'll put stuff on, like, deep discount. But if you see something you like, you know, don't hesitate. So, all right, and speaking of dinner, I need to eat dinner, so I will say 73 to you all, and I will be listening. KF8S.
KF8DIC. Gentlemen out there looking for mobile radio, I have two of these behind the DB20G. They are excellent. As far as getting out, no problem. And then is Nagoya 72G at Magnum Out.
I appreciate that. I'll look at them. I can hear you. I don't know where you are, but I can hear you, so that's a good sign.
Yes, the name is Jack, and I'm in Rochester.
Copy that. My name's Chad. I'm over by Livonia, Dearborn at the moment. I'm over.
Yeah, I tell you what, that DB20G, it does really perfect job. I had, like I said, I have two of them, and I run both of them. I'm having the GMRS on it, on the antenna with a 2x4, common 2x4 antenna. And if you need more information on that one, yeah, it's about $79 at antenna without the Magnum mount. But you gotta go out buy the Magnum mount. It's gonna be a little bit different. There's only one company has that Magnum mount. That's all I can tell you anyhow. You have a good evening. If you need any info, my call sign is KF8ERC.
WATBC.
Go ahead, Captain Don, KFAS.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? Running up to the store, so I figured I'd turn on the old unused mobile radio.
Yeah, it caught me by surprise for a moment, because I'm like, are you on the repeater? It's like, oh yeah, I have my my radio on the repeater.
Ah, cool. Yeah, the reception's a little strange on my end. I'm hearing a little bacon fry, and I'm literally on my road heading east a little bit, but it should be pretty good. Well, I'm about 7 miles.
Yeah, I hear it a little bit on your signal, but it's kind of expected. There's multipath and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it's getting a little clearer now, too. I noticed when you're talking.
Yeah, I'm talking on Warren right now. Usually I go on Mount Clemens, but since I'm using the roof antenna, I should be in there pretty good.
Yeah, when you were talking, I flipped over to Warren to see how my signal was, and it was probably at the squelch level. If I had the squelch down, I might have actually been able to hear you. Yeah, that one reaches so well. All right, I'm at the Dollar General, the only place to get half groceries, sort of, at this time of night without driving 25, 30 miles. So I'll give a holler when I leave.
All right, don't buy anything from the frozen section. That's how Professor Don got sick that one time on Chinese food. Talk to you later. Can't pay that.
All right, yeah, I remember that. All right, catch you later. WCTD. WATPD.
WDAKLL.
KF8VIC.
There he is. How you doing tonight, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Yeah, we're doing good. Just waiting on the storm, I guess. Waiting to see how much we're going to get anyways.
I heard we're going to get 6 inches.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We might be right on the line here. They're talking about freezing rain a little bit, but we'll see. It may start out freezing rain, but it'll turn strictly to snow after that. But, yeah, it's not a big deal. We'll get through it.
How you doing? You got that side-by-side. It's already equipped. So, you're okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't pull that out unless we get 6 to 8 or so. But, we'll be all set there. So, what have you been up to, Jack?
I've been a little bit running around here and there. Between the daughter's house and go shopping, grocery shopping for these 2 couple of days.
Yeah, you sound like me. I've been running around a little bit today, too. So, yeah, it's not fun when it's cold out, either.
No, not at all. It's not fun at all. I guarantee you that, believe me, I've been out there and get cold and all that, and your hand cold and your feet cold. You know, by the time you get in the car, you get warm up a little bit, but you got to get out.
Yeah, I got away easy today with the snow. I just went out with my electric blower, and I blew all the snow off my truck and hit the driveway with it, and it was clean.
No, I have to shovel the snow, and I have to turn the heat on. That way it melts from the windshield. And got the broom, got all that out, because I have about 2 inches this morning.
Well, you got a little more than we did here. We just got a dusting. I mean, it was probably half an inch or so. But they're saying we might get 3 to 5, somewhere in that range.
What I understand is a few by 69, I-69, which is UR, you're going to get 6 inches.
You get on 20 at all today? 10, I mean.
I got in, but there was nobody out there. Even 20 meter, nobody out there. No. I went to 40 meter, and I had a couple of people, that's about it. But they were all like not understandable at all.
Early this morning, I got all kinds of DX on 10. I had, Germany and, Belgium, Germany again, France. There was a bunch of DX this morning.
Well, I don't know, maybe because it's probably always late. Because I started at 10:30. That's why.
Yep, that's exactly why. Because you're right. It died off the later it got in the morning. So, yeah, first thing, it was like 8 o'clock I was getting them.
You're probably right. I was 8:05 on a GM repeater.
8:05,
me and Brian.
8:05? You guys are usually 8:30, which usually right on the dot, too. What happened with 8:05?
No, it might have earlier or something like that. Maybe have a chance to go earlier. I don't know. I really don't know. But I was behind them.
Yeah, I noticed you guys are always back-to-back. I just wonder how you timed it. And sometimes you're, like, exactly behind each other. And to do that in a pile-up a lot of times, too, I was like, man, how in the heck do they do that?
Well, I know what you're saying, but, you know, sometimes when he finished, I start. When he called a couple of times in a call sign, then I start after that, right away. That's how we do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all about timing. I learned that hunting these POTA guys. You got to be right on the right timing. As soon as they unkey, you got to be right in there. WBA KLL Friday.
Roger, yeah. I gotta be like Sunday. Those photos were all over the place on 40 meters. I heard about 8 of them on that 40 meter Sunday. They were from all over, too. They were not from one place, no. From a different country, too, they were.
Oh, yeah, you will get a lot of country DX on POTA. All the bands, really. I've seen DX on 10, 20, 40. Just depends on the time of day, really. Usually early in the morning, 20, you'll have DX on it doing POGA. There's a guy on there from Hawaii this morning. I couldn't get him, though.
The day before yesterday was a guy from Hawaii, was a guy from Nebraska out there. And I heard him, and I talked to the guy in Nebraska, by the way. Yeah, he was there in Nebraska. But look how far is Nebraska from here. But I did talk to him.
So are you using the logging? Are you logging them in your logbook?
KF8GRC. I'm logging them on my cell phone. But I don't know. They're not transferring to my iPad. I don't know why.
Okay, yeah, so you're using the World Radio League app to do that?
Yeah, I like this one. It's very easy, and it's very fast.
Absolutely, yeah, I love it too. It works really, really good for spotting and... Plus, it shows that map, you know, of all the contacts, which is pretty cool. It'll update, you know, the pin right as you log it. It'll put the pin right on it and update it. I got two screens, so it's kind of neat.
I haven't learned how you do that, which is probably, I'll learn it, but it's going to take a little time anyhow, because you know what? I don't know, because when it comes to a cell phone, it's so small, not like the iPad. The iPad is a little bit more wider than you can do what you can do with an iPad.
Yeah, for sure. The it gets better. I mean, when you go to a computer, you got a lot more functions. My little iPad that I got, it don't have all the functions on the iPad or the iPhone, but you don't need all the functions all the time. It's quite convenient to just use your iPhone, you know, for logging anyways. But if I'm at home, I got the big screen up, WDHKLL Friday.
Yeah, you're right. Anyhow. I'm on 32 UV. How's the sound? I'm not even by the window either.
It sounds excellent, really. Really good. Probably better than I've heard you in a while, actually.
I have, you know, that antenna. It's not that long either. It's a stubby antenna.
Are you going into the Warren repeater?
Yeah, that Warren repeater is a hell of a repeater, let me tell you something. It's the best repeater out there.
Yep, that's for sure. This whole network's one hell of a system overall, I think. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, let me ask you, that 725 is still down out that way?
You know, it was working beautiful yesterday, and I checked it today, and it was right back to itself. It wasn't working.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But you can get out of that 550, right?
Yeah, I can hit Mayville, no problem.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well. Yeah, I'm sitting here watching TV, watching a cowboy movie, old movie anyhow, which is, I don't like that much, but I ain't got no other choice. Unless I turn my box on and I can watch whatever I want to watch.
Yeah, you got quite the choice over there. You can watch whatever you want to watch. Yeah, there's not a whole lot on tonight. But, why I'm over here on the radio.
Well, because everybody watching the snow is going to come down.
Yep, it's going to be coming. I think it's going to start middle of tonight, if we're not mistaken.
I think it will start at 12, but they said tomorrow is going to be very windy. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard windy, and I heard possibly heavy wet snow, because it's going to be like 35. So, we'll see.
Well, that's Mother Nature for you.
Yeah, I know one thing. We're spoiled. I think I heard on the news that we haven't had this cold of weather like this since 2018. So we've had mild, you know, weather up until now. So the furnaces are running. Everything's, you know, I guess shaking out all the coldness out of everything, you know.
Let me tell you, that furnace was running yesterday, unbelievable, at night. I got up at 3, it was running. After 10 minutes, I went to sleep, ran back again. Then I said, you know what, I don't know what's going on here. How come this furnace is running all night? Then I got up this morning, I said, you know what, let me put a new filter. But I put the new filter today, and really, so now, you know, it ran a couple of times, and that was it.
Yeah, mine's been running quite a bit too, really. It's been cold. So... All right, Jack, I'm going to cut you loose here and go check out some boob tube here. So we'll chat at you tomorrow from KF8DRC, WD8KLL. I'll be clear up to yours.
All right, Greg, good talking to you. We'll talk again anytime. KF8DRC.
This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie, Bravo. This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie, Bravo, monitoring. WQO, this is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie, Bravo.
How's it going there? I think I got a Kilo 8, Echo 8, something, Charlie, Bravo.
Yeah, it's Kilowatt 8, Italy, Charlie, Bravo. The name is Bob. Again, Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie, Bravo. And I am in Imlay City, Michigan. Over.
Copy that. I am in Warren, Michigan, on the Warren 2.6 repeater. Currently in transit, so I might get a little rough before too long, but hopefully we can see some little QSO in. How's the weather up there? Are you guys getting, I hear we're getting some snow. I was just kind of curious if it's heading this way yet.
Not sure. I heard reports that it was supposed to start around 10, but that's kind of old news. I haven't looked recently, and I'm in a room where I can't really see outside what's going on, so I couldn't give you a live update here. So you're in a mobile. Very good. And I might lose you. What is your call again?
My call is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar. That's K-E-8-W-U-O. I haven't had a chance to check the weather, and I figured I'd give it a shot, but no worries. Appreciate, the update.
Yeah, just so you know, there's probably a delay here. I'm on Echolink, and I'm not even sure what what repeater this is coming out of, but I believe it's a link system, so you're probably hearing me close to wherever you're at. It's the W8 Charlie Mike November repeater, and I kind of think that's Bay City-ish maybe, I'm not sure, but anyway, it's probably linked, and but I am in my city, and I'm talking on Echolink on my phone, and it's just neat to be able to do that. Ham radio out of your phone, amazing, huh? Back to you.
Yeah, I agree. It's, Echolink is very good, and it's awesome to have. To give you an idea, you are, so the W8CMN network is a statewide, it's the Central Michigan Emergency Network, it's for ham, it does go to, a priority for emergencies, in the event of one, but there's not one right now, right now I'm in Warren, Michigan, which is just a little north of Detroit. There's kind of a tri-county area here where we have quite a few of these Lynx repeaters all on that network. And so I'm in Macomb Township, and we're kind of in that tri-county area. So we have Wayne and Oakland all kind of joining in. And there's others too. I lose track of them all. But yeah, it's a really nice system, and you're coming in great, and it's definitely a cool website, or a cool system. And then if you go to watmn.org, I believe it is, you can see all of the Central Michigan Emergency Network repeaters, and it'll show you a little heat map of where they all are. For your own digestion.
Well, thanks. I'll definitely do that. W8CMN.org. I'll do that. Yeah, I've been a ham for about 5 years now. Got into all the repeaters and stuff there early on, and then kind of like. Just put it on a back burner and concentrated on HF. I got my general and, just been doing the HF thing. But, it's good to go back and, talk to some locals. And it's a different animal, so it's kind of neat to revisit it. I know once the solar cycle goes back down, I'll be doing a lot more of the local stuff. And maybe even the digital stuff, too. I do have a D-Star radio, and I did have a hot spot and had it updated for quite a while there for a while. And then I just got, there was one update I didn't do, and I never got back to it. So anyway, I'd probably get back into that as well. That's you.
Just in case I got the website wrong for any reason, you can also just Google search Central Michigan Emergency Network, and you'll see a website related to WHCMN, and still coming in pretty good. I got my general license too, and I really started having a lot of fun on the digital modes on HF, and then I started playing around on the local repeaters with VHF and UHF, and I've just fallen in love back with the technician side of things. And it's a lot of fun using the hotspots and the nodes and, just all the privileges now of a ham. So definitely highly suggest to keep playing around. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good people out here. And playing computers are a great way to hear about what the state's got going on. And especially if there's any kind of emergency happening, it's a great place to go in.
Well, very good there, John. You're starting to get quite a bit of static in with your thing, so you're probably losing the repeater bit. So I appreciate all the info, and I am on that website right now, and I'm going to read all about it. So, hey, thanks for that. I learned something tonight. I appreciate it. You're Elmering me, John. Very good. Have a good one. I'm going to let you go. I'll be clear on your final, because I'll probably end up losing you. So, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar. This is Kilo 8, Italy Charlie Bravo. I'll be clear on your final, John 73.